弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we share Bible tonight.
今天晚上，跟我们一起来查考石头与花圈。
Tonight, I would like to share with everybody stones and garlands.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，他曾经派门徒出去，到处去传讲这得救的福音。
When Jesus Christ was spreading the gospel, he actually sent his disciples and to preach for him.
他差他们出去的时候，跟他们交代了一句话。
When he sent his disciple out to outside,
主耶稣跟他们特别叮咛一件事情。
And Jesus Christ tell them.
我们现在看马太福音第十章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章
Matthew chapter 10
第十六节
Verse 16
马太福音十章十六节
Matthew chapter 10 Verse 16
我差你们去如同羊进入狼群所以你们要灵巧像蛇寻粮像鸽子十七节
17
你们要防备人因为他们要把你们交给公会也要在会堂里鞭打你们十八节并且你们要为我的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前对他们和外邦人做见证十九节你们被教的时候不要思虑怎样说话或说什么话到那时候必赐给你们当说的话二十节因为不是你们自己说的乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的这段圣经呢是主耶稣对门徒的警戒也是勉励
These verses are the admonitions and as well commandment from Jesus to his disciples
主耶稣他来世上传得救的福音
So Jesus Christ is spreading the gospel of salvation
这是要让我们人可以借着他的道再回到天父面前去在神面前被称义
So through his gospel of salvation man can return to the heavenly kingdom
主耶稣他是福音的创始人
And Jesus Christ is the pioneer of the
作者
is the author of the gospel
所以福音是从耶稣开头的
So gospel start from Jesus Christ
然后主耶稣他的工作其实时间很短
And the work of Jesus Christ is rather short time
他在世上的这段时间呢他就积极的训练这些门徒
When he's in the world he has been veryHe worked hard to train his disciple.
那所以你看主耶稣他特别就拣选了十二个使徒。
So Jesus Christ has chosen 12 disciples.
那给他们权柄让他们可以医病赶鬼。
And give them authority to cast out demons.
就差遣他们，授权给他们，让他们将来能够建立教会。
So give them authority to build up the church.
也应许他们将来这个圣灵要降临在他们身上。
And promise them that the promised Holy Spirit will come onto them.
那最重要的主耶稣就是要差这些门徒往外去传福音。
The most important things Jesus Christ would like them to do is to spread the gospel.
他传福音，主耶稣其实他自己本身的做法就是他一边医病赶鬼一边重点就是在传这个神的道让更多人可以因为这个道理来得救
So when Jesus Christ is spreading the gospel at the meantime he cast out demons the point he's doing here is to spread the gospel
在马可福音第一章的地方
So in Mark chapter 1
在马可福音第一章的时候当时有很多人他们知道说主耶稣可以有医病赶鬼的能力很多人都来找耶稣了
Many people know that Jesus Christ can cast out demons so many people look for him
目标就是为了要这个病得医治
So the purpose is to treat these people
因为在马可福音第一章从第二十九节那个地方
In Mark chapter 1 verse 29
那个西门的岳母他的病得医治的
So that the Simon's mother-in-law has been treated
那时候第三十三节说那个整城的人合城的人都聚集在他们的家门前
And the entire city was gathering together at the door
三十四节，主耶稣就治好了许多害各样病的人啊，又赶出许多的鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
So in verse 34, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. He did not allow the demon to speak.
因为主耶稣他真正的身份，魔鬼他是知道的。
Because the real identity of Jesus Christ, the demons would know about.
那当时候就很多人啊，都是迫不及待要等待主耶稣来帮助他们啊，病得医治。
So many people can't wait for Jesus Christ to heal them.
可是主耶稣他，你看他一早的时候就跑去祷告，到野地去祷告去了。
So Jesus Christ prayed in the early morning.
那被找着了之后，那个门徒就跟他说：“好多人都找你啊。”
So when he was found, the disciples told him that many people were looking for you.
可是这个时候，主耶稣第三十八节却说：“哈，我们往别处去吧。”
So but Jesus Christ said to them, "Let us go into another town."
我们在那个地方也可以传道理。因为我是为这个事情出来的。
So in another town, I may also preach there because I, for this purpose, I have come here.
也就是说，主耶稣事实上是来传这个天国的道理的。
So the purpose Jesus Christ was here is to spread the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
帮助那些需要帮助的人是这个是附带性的工作。
And help those who need help, because this is just subsidiary.
这次要的，这不是最重要的。
So this is not a work, his main work, but a subsidiary.
真的能够让人得救的，就是这个神的道理，真道。
The real salvation that is to preach to everyone.
也就是说，真的能够救人的，能够帮助人的。
It is a salvation that can help people and save people.
好，所以主耶稣是为这个目的啊，在世上劳苦。
So Jesus Christ worked hard in this world to spread the gospel.
他当时就把这些人啊留在那里，他就走了。
So he left these people there and he left.
他特别强调，我是为这个事情出来，是为了要传这个福音的。
Because he tell everybody that I am here to spread the gospel.
所以主耶稣他就到各地传道赶鬼了哈。
And Jesus Christ spread the gospel in everywhere and cast out demons as well.
那后来主耶稣在马太福音第十章，他告诉门徒啊，也要出去传福音了。
So in Matthew chapter 10, and Jesus Christ tell his disciple to spread the gospel.
我差你们出去哈，像羊进入狼群，所以是有危险的。
So I ask you to spread the gospel out. It's like a sheep entering into a wolf.
就是在狼群当中，就是你可能被狼哦这样子围绕的。
So it's like you might be surrounded by a bunch of wolves.
那但是哦不要害怕，他说你要灵巧像蛇，要驯良像鸽子。
It says do not be afraid. You should be as smart as a snake and like a dove.
然后这个要很温和的哈，要很善良。
And gentle like a dove, and you have to be very gentle.
那他接下来说要防备人，因为有人会把你们交给公会，也是说有人会陷害你们，会逼迫你们。
So and tell them that you have to be careful with man, because they will send you into the synagogues, into the court and judge you.
那人家会鞭打你们，你要为这个传道的事情受苦。
And people might whip you, and then you might suffer from here.
啊，你们会为我的名的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前。
And because of my name, you will be sent to the king.
那要对他们和外邦人作证，也就是说，你们将来要对这些掌权的，甚至是君王，还有这些外邦人，还有犹太人，在各种人面前做耶稣的见证。
So you'll be testified for me in front of all the kings and everybody else.
那时候他说你不要害怕。
So and Jesus Christ tell them do not be afraid.
啊，即使被审判的时候，到那个时候啊，这个父的灵就是圣灵呢，要指教你们当说什么话。
Even though you will be judged, but the Spirit of God will teach you what to say.
哦，那时候主耶稣特别说。
So Jesus Christ said.
如果看回来马太福音第十章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 10.
这个时候，那个弟兄要把弟兄，父亲要把儿子送到死地，儿女要与父母为敌，害死他们。
So then brother was sent.
第二十一节。
Verse 21. And brother will deliver up brother to death and father his child, and child will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death.
第二十二节说，并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
And verse 22, you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved.
那这个就是因为这个福音的缘故 那被人家讨厌，人家就不喜欢你。
Because of this gospel, you will be persecuted and people will hate you.
甚至是被恨恶哦。
So you will be hated.
可能因为这样丧命。
And you might lose your life because of this.
可是主耶稣二十三节说，那有人如果在这个城逼迫你们，你们就逃哈，就逃走。
And Jesus Christ says to them, when you were persecuted, you should flee to another.
也就是说，人家如果要逼迫你，你不要傻傻的在那边让人家逼迫，你就赶快跑。
So when people were persecuting you, you shouldn't stay at the same place, then you should run away.
也就是说，在这个地方不能传福音，那就换别的地方了。
That means if you cannot spread the gospel here, you should go to another place.
目标就是要把这个福音传得更远，更多地方。
The purpose here is to spread the gospel afar.
好啊，你如果能够忍耐到底的，就会得救。
If you may be able to endure to the end, then you will be safe.
也就是说，在做圣工的事情上，碰到逼迫患难，人家的毁谤，你要忍耐到底，最后一定会得救。
So when you're doing a holy work, and you get persecutions, then you have to endure to the end, then you will be safe.
主耶稣这一段提醒啊，后来在使徒的身上一一的应验。
And all this reminder of Jesus Christ has happened to all his disciples.
我们现在在读经，读使徒行传。
Let us look at a book of Acts.
也就是说，我们现在读经在读使徒行传呢。
Now we are reading a book of Acts.
那我们现在读使徒行传啊，就会看到这个教会建立的经过，以及福音到处传播的这个过程。
So when we are reading Book of Acts, we may be able to know how the church was built and how the gospel has spread afar.
那神特别预备了他的器皿就是保罗。
God has prepared his vessel, who is Paul.
那在使徒行传第九章呢，当时候神就差派他的仆人向当时候的扫罗预告他将来要做的事情。
In chapter 9 in the book of Acts, Jesus Christ has sent Paul out to do his work.
不是神派他的仆人告诉扫罗他要遇到什么事。
And God has sent his maid servant to Paul to tell him what to do.
我们如果看使徒行传第九章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 9.
第九章第十五节。
Chapter 9 verse 15.
九章十五节说，主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。十六节
16.
我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。请读
Verse 15. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is the chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. 16. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
这个是保罗刚刚被选召的时候。
And this is when Paul was chosen at the beginning.
神就已经指示很清楚，他为了这个基督的名，主耶稣的名，要受许多的艰难。
God has already has indication that he has to suffer for his name.
那但是他的目标就是要在外邦人、在君王、在以色列人面前，要来做耶稣基督的见证。
Well, the purpose to send him out is to be testified in front of king and all the people.
他是神所特别选的器皿，就是神的工人。
He's a vessel chosen by God, which is his work.
要让神的旨意能够成全的。
So that God's will be fulfilled.
就是这个福音要从耶路撒冷一直传到地极。
So that means this gospel will be spread afar from Jerusalem to somewhere far away.
到 end of the earth,
to the end of the world.
那所以这个就是保罗他一生的目标了。
And this is the purpose of Paul.
那我们从使徒行传第十三章开始就看到教会差派了保罗跟巴拿巴往外去宣道。
So in Book of Acts chapter 13, we can see that Barnabas and Paul has been sent out.
那十三章使徒行传十三章的第二节。
And Book of Acts chapter 13 verse 2.
他们这五个人在进食在侍奉主的时候，圣灵亲自要他们这两个人出去传福音。
Verse 2, when they were ministering the gospel of God, they have
他们进食
they have to fast.
所以你看这里这些先知跟教师在第一节所提到这五个人巴拿巴跟保罗是其中的两位，他们本来就在教会里面服侍的。
So these prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Paul, is one of them.
那他们平常就是 用禁食祷告的方式来侍奉主。
So they fast and pray in order to serve God.
那他们在禁食祷告的时候，基本上其实也在等候神的指示，他们要怎么样去完成神要他们去做的工作。
So when they were fasting and praying, they're actually waiting for God's will, how to perform His work.
也就是说在寻求神的旨意，在等候神的时候的时候，他们是用禁食祷告的方式来做的。
When they are waiting for God's will, they actually pray and fast.
那圣灵的明确的指示真的也是在他们禁食祷告之后就来了。
So the will of Holy Spirit come to them when they were fasting and praying.
所以第二节，圣灵就说了，要为我分派巴拿巴跟扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
So on verse 2, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me what they should do for God.
所以去照我招他们所要做的工，就是说他们这两个人被拣选本来就是要去做传福音的工作的。
So for the work to which I have called them is actually the work of gospel of salvation.
那这个传福音的工作是神的工作。
So gospel of salvation is the work of God.
所以这里特别说是去做主的工，不是做他们自己的工作。
So here it says that to send them out to the work to do the work of God, not the work of themselves.
他们这两位当时候是在安提亚教会在服侍神的。
Barnabas and Paul actually serve God in the church of Antioch.
他们是很热心的在参与教会的各项工作。
So they were zealous to participate in all God's work in the church.
他们是真的在这个祷告上很下功夫的，禁食祷告服侍主。
So that they work very hard on prayer, they fast and pray.
然后之后那个圣灵才把他们派出去。
And later on, Holy Spirit sent them out.
特别指定这两个人出去。
And say just as specifically Paul and Barnabas.
这一次也是第一次教会派工人出外为了要传福音。
And this is the first time the church has sent out his worker to spread the gospel.
整个教会派出去的。
The entire church sent them out.
之前神是派彼得用异象叫他去传福音给哥尼流。
So at the beginning, God has sent only
以前呢，之前
in the previous time, God has sent only Peter to spread the gospel through vision
去给哥尼流
to Cornelius.
那彼得去跟哥尼流传道的时候，那个耶路撒冷的教会不知道啊。
So when Peter was spreading gospel to Cornelius, the church in Jerusalem actually didn't know about it.
对不对？所以彼得去了回来还要报告，怎么一回事啊
？So when Peter went out and come back, then that has to report what has happened.
他还被这些很持守律法人这样子询问了一番呢、啊。彼得还要很详细的解释他是怎么到外邦人家里面去的。
So he has been tricked by his co-worker that he has to explain himself how he has spread the gospel to Cornelius.
哦，这个就是其实当时候整个教会还没有那个时候把工人送出去传福音的这个做法。
Because that never happened before that church has sent anyone out to do work.
但是现在在安提亚这个地方，神特别建立了一个往外宣道的中心呢。
So in Antioch, God has built a place for them to spread the gospel afar.
那他们这几位神的这个门徒，他们都特别在他们自己现在服侍的地方很用心的来侍奉主。
So all this disciple has worked hard in the church of God.
所以我们要真的要往外传福音，真的一定要在我们自己的教会里面很用心的在服侍，这是第一步。
So in order to spread the gospel afar, we have to work hard in our own church.
而且一定是很认真祷告的。
So and you have to pray very earnestly.
这个圣灵的指示就来了。
Then the Holy Spirit will send His will to you.
那所以呢？你看他们接下去，教会就明白这个神的意思啊，就禁食祷告，按手差派他们，就把他们送出去传福音。
So as they work hard, they know the will of God. Then Holy Spirit actually send them out to spread the gospel.
所以十三章开始，你看就是保罗往外国去宣道的开头。
So in the chapter 13, it is the beginning of how Paul spread gospel.
那这个也就是神。当初跟使徒所说的这个福音要从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极，这个计划 逐步在实现的。
Yeah, exactly how Jesus Christ has told them that his gospel would be spread afar from Jerusalem to Samaria to the end of the earth.
那现在保罗跟巴拿巴他们成为神所特别拣选的器皿，要来执行这个工作。
So Paul and Barnabas has been chosen by God.
他们真的出去传福音的时候，我们看到神的能力就跟他们同在。
So when they have spread the gospel afar, we can see how the mightiness of God has been with them.
所以保罗，你看他被圣灵充满。
So when Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit,
他非常的有能力。
And he is so capable.
他你看他很有能力，很 powerful 了。
He's very powerful.
那他的能力是圣灵给的。
And his power come from the Holy Spirit.
所以你看他对那个行邪术的这个人。
So we can see the sorcerer how he treated the sorcerer.
直接的是说你瞎眼了。
He said that you will be blinded.
你看他就定睛看他了，看这个抵挡福音的这个人。
So Paul looked straight into the sorcerer's eye.
然后就跟他说，主的手现在架在你的身上了。
He says that God's hand will be on you.
那你现在眼睛就不看不见。
You will be blinded. You can't see.
哇，这个神迹让当时这个方伯这个总督很震惊，他就信主了。
So these are great miracles of God that and they actually believe.
因为他很稀奇主的道理。
Because he treasured the word of God.
这个主的道理是真道，就带着能力。
So the word of God bring power.
所以这个道理不是只是新鲜的话题，说听听参考一下。
This word of God is not only for reference only.
真正的真道一定带着能力的。
So the real word of God actually brings power.
那所以你看这个总督这个方伯他就信主了。
So we can see this leader actually believe in God.
那这个就开启了这个福音的门了。
So this had began the door to the gospel of salvation.
那你看这个人信主了 ，OK 了。
So yeah, as this
接下去就是这个人去传了。
When this person believes in God in the gospel, then he will spread the gospel as well.
因为这个种子已经在这里发芽。
Because this seed has been
这个种子会在生出许多的子粒来的。
And the seed will grow many plants.
保罗跟巴拿巴继续的往前走。
And Barnabas and Paul keep moving forward.
你看，他们就来到了比西底的安提阿。
So and they arrive at the Pisidia at the Antioch in Pisidia.
那在这个地方，在安息日的时候，他们进到会堂里面去。
So on the Sabbath day, they went into the synagogue.
他们守安息日。
So that and they observed the Sabbath day.
那他们，你看他安息日之后呢？人家是管会堂的就请他们两位一起来讲道理了。
So and the people actually invite them to
第十五节管会堂的
and the rulers of the synagogues asked them to preach the gospel.
你看这个就是神给他的机会
And this is the opportunity God has given them.
两位兄台，你如果有什么劝勉众的话，现在说，请说。
So, men and brethren, if you have anything to say,
哇，这个就是你看神打开福音的门。
Say on that because God has opened the door to the gospel of salvation.
那这第十三章十六节开始，这个就是保罗第一篇的对外的正式的正道。
So on chapter 13 verse 9, this is the first time that Paul has opened up the door to the gospel of salvation.
你看保罗他传福音的时候，他就先对他们，因为是犹太人，那么就先讲历史。
So when Paul was spreading the gospel, he would tell them the history because they are Israelite.
因为对从出埃及开始一直讲到大卫。
From Exodus to the King of David.
因为他们很尊重大卫。
Because they respected David.
他们当时以身为大卫的后代子孙为荣的。
Because they glorify in the descendants of David.
保罗实际上是有目的的，是要证明耶稣就是从大卫的后代出来的。
So Paul has a purpose in this sermon because all this glory come from the descendants of David.
所以他接下来说救主就是大卫的后代。
He says that the Savior come from descendants of David.
那现在耶稣基督这个就是之前的司洗约翰一直在介绍那一位，连帮他解鞋带都不配的那一位。
And this is what John the Baptist has been talking about.
然后他就跟他说主耶稣基督被钉十字架是在按照先知的预言，这是旧约圣经早就已经讲好的。
Because as they say,
耶稣基督被钉十字架是按照旧约的预言呢。
The crucifixion of Jesus Christ is according to the prophecy from prophets.
好，对，然后接下去呢，你看他就继续讲说，那个大卫 他已经死了，但是耶稣基督从死里复活。
Because even though David has already passed away, but Jesus Christ has resurrected from death.
大卫是一般的人。
And David is only ordinary person.
埋在坟墓不久就腐烂了。
And he was buried in the ground, and it will be rotten.
但是基督他从死里复活了。
Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the death.
他的复活证明他是生命的主。
And his resurrections prove that he is the savior.
他复活起来是在传赦罪的道理。
Because he is spreading the gospel of redemption.
我们今天要在神面前称义，不是靠律法，而要靠耶稣基督的福音。
Today we are called a righteous person, not because of law, but because of the gospel of salvation.
所以要因着耶稣基督他这个道理，赦罪的道理，我们人才有办法在神面前被称义的。
Because of his gospel and truth, we are called righteous.
好，那接下去他讲到最后的时候，他给他们一个警戒，你们要小心哦。
So at the end, he told them an admonition. You have to be careful.
所以第四十节说，你们务要小心，免得先知上所讲的这些话临到你们的身上。
So in verse 40, he said, "Beware, therefore, that lest what has been spoken in the prophet come upon you."
因为他说，你们这些轻慢的人，要观看，要惊奇，要灭亡。
And behold, you despiser, marvel and perish.
因为在你们的时候行一件事情，你们有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
So for a work which you will by no means believe, though no one will declare.
你不信就是灭亡。
If you don't believe that, then you will be destroyed.
这个就是在哈巴谷书里面的预言呢。
And this is the prophecy in the book of Habakkuk.
那所以当时候那保罗讲到最后，就是你要小心，你不信耶稣你就没命了。
So at the end, Jesus Christ tell them that you have to believe that, or else you will be perished.
那你看当时候保罗他传福音讲道理讲这么严呢。
So when Paul was spreading the gospel, he was very straight.
这些人有没有跑掉？
Did these people actually run away?
有没有说哦，你这个人讲话怎么这么不客气
？Did they actually say that you are so implied in your speech?
哎，他是被人家邀请去的那个，人家请他讲话而已啊，劝勉啊。
Because Paul was invited and it's only a guest to speak.
但是保罗他们就抓住机会，就是要讲耶稣基督的这个得救的福音。
But Paul grabbed the opportunity to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ.
没有靠耶稣，你就是灭亡。
Without relying on Jesus Christ, you will be perished.
他把话讲得很清楚，这个路就是这样子。
So he has clearly indicated that in his speech that Jesus Christ is only saving.
结果他讲完之后，人家说：“哎，下个礼拜再来讲给我们听。”
So and after he says so, people actually invited him again to talk.
他这一篇道理讲完之后，就很多人信了。
Then after he has preached the gospel and everybody, most of them believe.
到四十四节的时候
，in verse 44,
他说到下一个安息日，合成的人几乎都来聚集要听神的道理了。
So on the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God.
这个是真的是大轰动。
And this is a big chaos movement.
是整个城的人通通来要来听道理的。
Then every all the entire city come to listen to him.
我们就看到神，这个叫做圣灵同工，这个是圣灵充满神的能力，印证所传的真道的现象。
And this is the mightiness of God and the fullness of Holy Spirit and working together with God.
所以他们带着神的能力出去传福音。
So as they have the power of God, they spread the gospel.
真的，这个能力就是那个道理，让人听了会扎心。
And this power will let people to listen to the word of God and be.
所以这个时候，你看，在这个比西底的安提亚这个地方
In the Antioch and Pisidia,
很多人，你看，在那个地方，凡一定要得救的，都来信了。
So a lot of whoever comes will believe.
主的道理就传遍那一个地方。
So and God's gospel actually spread afar.
可是另一方面，有一些人不信的，哇，就来逼迫阻挡了。
But some who did not believe persecute them.
他们就用一些政治势力去耸动这些有名望的人来加以迫害。
They have used the political power to move those wealthy people to.
就把保罗他们赶出去了。
And actually they kick them out, kick Paul out.
把他们赶出去之后，你看那门徒他们也不害，他们不会伤心的。所以圣经第五十二节特别说，门徒满心欢喜，又被圣灵充满。
So when they were cast out, the disciples actually still in the fullness of Holy Spirit, and they were glad.
其实真的神的道理，那传到的地方 信跟不信就是造成一个很大的分裂。
So actually, there's a great distinctions between belief or not to believe the word of God.
因为听到这个真道会扎心的人，跟听了会嫉妒的人，这两个反应不同。
So whoever will listen to God's God, there are two reactions. One is to believe it wholeheartedly, another one is to be jealous and forsake it.
现在保罗他们只好又跑到别的地方去了，他们就离开了。
So Paul left to another place.
他们跑到了以哥念去的。
They went to
第十四章开头。好，一样在以哥念，他们先到犹太人的会堂去了。
So they went to the synagogues in Iconium.
当时候犹太人和希利尼人信的很多。
So there were many Jews and Greeks that believed.
但是他说不顺从的犹太人就耸动外邦人，要叫他们心里面恼恨弟兄。
So, but then the unbelieving Jews actually stir up the Gentiles and poison their minds.
那这个就是现在开始就有本来弟兄他们好好的，他们在自己犹太人会堂，没有这个福音来以前，他们都 OK 的。每个人安息日来了，哇，就听这个摩西的律法啊，他们也觉得他们得到神的祝福啊，因为安息日有福气啊。
So all the brethren were okay before they come here, that they received the blessing of God.
可是现在这个福音到了以后。
As soon as this gospel has arrived,
他们就有人恼怒弟兄了。
And some of them actually, against the other brethren.
不信的对那个信的就开始不愉快了。
So the unbelieving ones were stirred up against the believing.
那当时候第四节特别说，城里面就分党了。
So then, and was for the multitude of the city,
有的服从犹太人，有的服从使徒的。
Some were parted with.Jews and some with the apostles.
这个不是主耶稣在马太文已经讲过的吗？
So this is what Jesus Christ has been mentioned in the book of Matthew.
所以接下去那个不信的就会逼迫那个信的了。
So and the unbelieving will persecute the believer.
所以其实真的福音本身，就像主耶稣他自己说了，他来是要让各地起纷争。
So the gospel of salvation, when it comes, it will stir up places.
逼迫其实就是因为有纷争才开头的。
And persecutions starting from the from stirring up the many.
我们看路加十二章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 12.
主耶稣说他来丢火把在地上。
So when Jesus Christ come, they actually throw the fire away on the floor.
我们看路加福音十二章的第四十九节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 49.
我来要把火。要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？
Chapter 12, verse 49. I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
五十一节。
51.
你们以为我来是要叫地上太平吗？我告诉你们，不是的，乃是要叫人纷争。
Do you suppose that I come to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division.
所以这个真道能够得救的，愿意得救的跟反对的，一定最后会纷争。
So all these gospel salvations will come to the riot.
那其实这个就是福音它的特质。
And this is a unique place that about gospel.
就特别，即使是同一家人也是这样子。
So it is same for the people in the family.
五十二节，一家五个人要纷争，三个要。跟两个相争，两个跟三个相争，反正信的跟不信的一定吵架。
As from now on, five in one family, one house will be divided, three against two or two against three.
父亲跟儿子相争，你看他接下去里面描述都是本来很亲的，现在都吵架了。
Father will against sons and mother against daughter, and all these people are fighting.
这个就是今天会碰到逼迫患难的原因的。
And this is the reasons why we might have persecutions around.
但主耶稣说。
But Jesus Christ said,
忍耐到底的必然得救。
So when you endure to the end, you'll be saved.
现在去传福音的人会被人家讨厌。
So people, when you spread the gospel outside,
接下去一定会被逼迫。
And eventually you'll be persecuted.
好，所以保罗他现在传福音传到以哥念去的时候。
So when Paul has spread the gospel to Iconium.
好，我们现在看回来第十四章。
Let's look at
第五节。
Chapter 40, verse 5.
十四章的第五节。那时候。外邦人和犹太人并他们的官长一起涌上来，要凌辱使徒，用石头打他们。
Chapter 14, verse 5.
第五节。
In the book of Acts, said, and when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jews with the rulers to abuse and stone them.
第六节。
Verse six.
使徒知道了，他们就逃到吕高尼的路斯德特庇两个城和周围地方去了。
Verse six, and they became aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, city of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding region.
这个就是照主耶稣所说的，他们人家逼迫你，不要你就离开去别的地方传。
This is exactly as Jesus said that when you preach and people hate you, you can go to another place.
当时候他们就是要用石头打保罗的。
So they were about to use stone to stone Paul.
这一次还没有打，他们就先溜了。
Before they were stoned, they actually run away.
哦，是说其实他们是应该准备要打而已，那保罗他们就先走了。
So they were about to stone them, and Paul run away.
这个就是会遇到逼迫，人家会阻挡的。
And this is what they will receive persecutions and people will stop you.
这个阻挡，现在你看保罗他们没有傻傻的在那边被打，他们就换别的地方去传，继续传福音。
When this happened, Paul did not actually stand there and let people stone them. He actually went to another place.
所以第七节简单的一句话说，在那里传福音。
So verse seven says they were preaching the gospel there.
他们在那里没有在埋怨主说啊，主啊，实在是真不公平，为什么我们传福音还会遇到这种事
？And they did not mumbling against God that while we're preaching the gospel here, how could we see this kind of thing?
他们真的到一个地方去，就是在那里传福音的。
So when they go to another place, they actually spread the gospel there.
好，在传福音的时候。
So when they were
preaching. 现在有一个生来就是瘸腿的人。
And there were this lame man.
保罗在那里传福音，在讲道理。
你看 ，Paul was spreading gospel.
那他这个瘸腿的就注意听保罗讲道。
So when this crippled person paid full attention to Paul,
然后保罗就定睛看他。
So Paul actually observing him intently.
然后就看到他有信心可以得痊愈。
Seeing that he had the faith to be healed.
那这个时候，保罗就大声说：“你起来，两脚站直。”
So Paul said to him in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet."
但这个人就跳起来，而且行走。
And this person leap and walk.
那我们是看到这个人得恩典啊，这个过程。
And this person received grace.
当时候保罗在讲道的时候。
And when Paul was spreading the gospel,
他实际上是注意看在听道理的每一个人啊。
So he actually paid attention to everyone who listened to him.
我们今天有些人在讲道的时候不敢看信徒了。
So when some people who is preaching,
有时候看了不好意思，因为有人在打瞌睡。
They do not dare to look at the believer because
有一次讲完道理，一个姐妹来跟我说啊，真不好意思。传道人在讲道的时候一直打瞌睡。
When I was standing here preaching on the sermon, then a sister come to me say, "I'm so sorry, I actually doze off."
我说没有关系，好睡就好。
I say it's okay as long as you.
但是其实你在睡，我都知道。
So you actually sleep well, and I actually know about that.
真的，我们在讲道理的时候，你如果注意看信徒的每一个人的反应。
So when you are leading the sermon, then you can actually pay attention to all the people who listen.
其实这是就是讲道理本身应该要有的精神。
Okay, this is the spirit that the sermon speaker should have.
讲道理不是只是放录音带。
So when you are speaking in the sermon, you're not playing a tape.
讲道理是将我们所从读经从圣灵所领受的啊，跟弟兄姐妹分享是一种交流。
So when you're leading sermon, you're guided by the spirits and share with everyone.
那这个交流一定要定睛看那个人才知道说他有没有在听。
So when you are paying attention to someone, then you will know whether he's listening to you.
其实从讲台上看下去，有谁在听，谁没在听，都很清楚的。
So actually, I can see clearly from here that whoever is listening or not.
有的是在打瞌睡，那就不用讲了。
And some are dozing off, then.
有的是偶尔睡一下，那个没有关系。
Some people actually rest for a bit.
有的是从头睡到尾，你就知道他来聚会是在休息。
Some people actually rest from the beginning to the end.
有人来聚会的时候做他自己的事的。
And some people actually do his own things when.
我们现在有人在读圣经的时候看手机，用手机看呢。
Some people actually look at his cell phone when they were listening.
其实。通常在看手机看一看的时候，就忘记还继续听，一定是看别的东西的。
So when they're actually looking at the cell phone, they will look for something else.
通常你就看一个人一直都低头的，你就知道他做什么。
So when someone is bowing their head, focusing on something, you know what he's doing.
这个时候他不会有信心的。
And he will not have faith.
这个时候你看保罗他在看这个瘸腿的人呢。
So actually, you see that Paul has looked intently onto this.
保罗。定睛看他，他也是在定睛看保罗的。
As when Paul looked intently at him, he actually looked intently at Paul as well.
所以这个时候，保罗看他有信心。
So Paul see that he has faith.
可以得痊愈。
That he can receive.
为什么保罗他敢这样叫他起来走
？Why would Paul ask him to stand up and go？
因为这个就是真道里面主耶稣已经赋予他的这个能力，就是要让神迹发生的。
And because this is the power of the gospel that God will revive him.
神的道理要有能力的去刺激人的心，让人可以反省，让人可以看到神。
And God's gospel will test man's heart so that they will see.If a person have faith,
所以这个时候，你看保罗看他可以得痊愈，有信心。
So when Paul see look intently at him that he will be saved,
他就大声的说：“你站起来，两脚站直。
”Speak boldly to him.
这个人是从来没有走过路的。
Stand up and go, and this person has never been standing.
你看他就跳起来，而且行走。
So he actually stand and leap.
那所以今天我们讲到的时候，一定要注意看我们弟兄姐妹的反应。
So today when we are leading in a sermon, we have to pay attention to our.
通常有人一直打呵欠，然后很多人都在睡觉，就赶快结束，不要讲下去了。
And some people yawn, then you are able to tell that you should stop.
你就知道说这个时候沉睡的灵哦，在众人当中，再讲再多都没有用，浪费口舌。
So you can see that the spirit of sleepiness is on everybody, then it is useless. You keep carrying on.
我们现在传道都比较客气。
So now the preacher actually very polite.
以前的传道哈
，in the old time，
他就古时候以前的老传道，他们就开始按铃。
In the old time, the preacher actually press on the ring.
大家都醒过来了，是不是要结束了？没有。
And everybody just wake up and say, has he finished yet?"
然后就开始说谁在睡觉。
So they say, "Who is sleeping here?"
被点到没有就很不好意思啊。
And if you have been pointed out, then you feel.
那现在我们通常都不会这样做。
Usually it won't happen here now.
因为大家都知道大家很累。
Because the preacher knows everybody.
所以有时候想说来教会可以睡也不错，有的在家里睡不着。
When some people say that they can sleep well here because they cannot sleep at home.
但是其实今天如果我们能够注意听道理，我们一定会得到信心。
But today, if we pay attention to the sermon, we will have faith.
这个时候，你看这个瘸腿的，他很注意听保罗在讲道理。
So we can see that this crippled man has paid attention to Paul.
所以你看保罗。他这个时候就敢奉主的名叫他起来走了。
So Paul actually dared to say in the name of the Lord and ask this person to walk.
保罗传福音，你看他一开始没有被石头吓到了。
So when Paul was spreading the gospel at the beginning, he was not scared of.
他继续传福音。
He continued to spread the gospel.
好了，现在哇，这个神迹出现以后，真的，他的保罗这次行的神迹跟彼得在使徒行传第三章所行的很像。
So when this miracle has happened, it's pretty similar to what Peter has done in chapter 3.
我们可以去比较一下，看这两件事情到底有多像。
We can actually compare how similar are these two events.
那众人看到保罗所做的事情，哇，就说大声说，有神借着人形降临在我们中间了。
When Paul has performed these miracles, people actually shout in a loud voice that God is in the image of man.
第十一节的
，verse 11。
那他们就说啊，那个巴拿巴是作书，那个保罗叫做西尔米。
So Paul
第十二节
，verse 12， and the Hermans actually
他们叫巴拿巴是宙斯啊，就比
they call Barnabas Zeus。
好，然后那个保罗就是那个西尔米嘛
，and Paul is Hermas。
那这个就是因为他们的神话里面就说这个宙斯跟这个西尔米曾经，他们是他们认为的神哦，曾经成为人在他们当中嘛。
These are the gods in their mythology because they have Zeus and Hermes has performed miracles.
这个城特别有一个庙是来拜宙斯的。
And this place has a temple for Zeus.
哇，这个话一传出去的时候，那个祭司就来了，拿着牵着牛，拿着花圈要来向使徒献祭了。
So when this miracle has happened and people actually bring sacrifice to the multitude,
这个时候是和保罗跟巴拿巴他们是何等荣耀呢
？And Paul and Barnabas has great glory in this.
那这个时候，你看那个保罗他。带着这个神给他赋予他的权柄，这个道理的权柄跟圣灵的能力啊。
So Paul has brought the authority of God and the power of Holy Spirit.
其实当时候保罗重点是在传神的道理。
So the main purpose of Paul is to spread the gospel.
这个人得医治，事实上是因为他注意听道理。
Because this person revived because he has paid attention to the sermon.
可是大家在喊的时候。
When everybody was yelling,
这个时候那个城外的祭司他们是没有这个城外他们这个咒丢失庙的祭司他们是没有听保罗的道理的。
So when the priest in the outside in the temple would not listen to Paul,
他们看到的是人。
Whatever they have seen,
所以他们认为是神成为人，哇，这个要拜这两个人了。
So they have believed that this man has come in the likeness of God, and they have to worship him.
来了就要献祭，就要给他献花圈了。
So when they come, they have to give him the flowers.
我们看到的是，你看魔鬼他要破坏神的工作，其实有两个方法。
And we can see that when a devil ought to destroy the work of God, there are two possibilities.
先用硬的，就是先拿石头来打。
First is to use, do it in the hard way, to use stone.
保罗第一次石头要打他的时候，他溜掉了。
So when the first time they were about to stone Paul, Paul ran away.
但是第二次在路士德这个地方，他接下来就被石头打了。
So and the second time when he was in Lystra, he actually got stoned.
这也是这一次特别严重，所以保罗他记住了。他后来在哥林多后书来描述他为主所受过的苦，他特别说他被石头打过一次，就是这一次。
So this is very serious thing to happen. So in the book of Corinthians, when Paul was mentioning that he was stoned, this is the time that he was stoned.
魔鬼用石头要阻碍道理的传播。
The devil used stone to create an obstacle.
但是保罗他被石头打了之后，他起来继续传。
So, but when Paul was stoned, he continued to spread the gospel.
所以石头这个逼迫的方式并没有办法阻碍道理的传扬。
So this stone cannot stop Paul to spread the gospel.
越逼迫，道理传得越快越广。
Because the more persecution that is, that the faster is the speed to spread the gospel.
这是当时候这些逼迫人万万没有想到的。
So and this has never the persecutor has never thought of that.
所以石头代表的是这个从外界来的这个迫害。
So the stone, a rock actually means the obstacle from the outside.
你看使徒教会，斯提凡被杀，迫害来的时候，哎，信徒散出去，传得更多、更广。
So you can see that in the apostolic church, when Stephen was stoned, then God's gospel actually spread afar.
历史上，逼迫其实没有办法阻碍道理的传扬。
In the history, persecutions will never stop the spreading of the gospel.
但是魔鬼的工作也不会那么简单。
But the work of devil is not just like this.
他现在用石头挡不了保罗。
Now he used stone to stop Paul, but
现在换一个方法。
Now he changed away.
他带来的是花圈。
Now he's using a flower.
花圈就是要让他得荣耀的。
So flower is to let him to receive the glory.
这个时候，你看保罗他很小心。
So Paul was very.
当人要给他挂花圈的时候，
So when people are giving him the flower.
他赶快跳进去，在众人面前把衣服撕开。
So he actually tore his garments in front of everyone.
跟他们说，诸君你们为什么做这种事？我也是人啊，跟你们一样的。
He say, why are you doing this thing? We are also men.
我们是传福音给你们的。
So we are spreading the gospel to you.
重点是这个福音，我们只是。这些人而已啊。
The main point here is the gospel. We are just men.
这个福音要让你们认识什么叫做真正的独一神，
gospel,
永生的神。
This gospel is to let you to know the one true God, the eternal God.
这个神是很忍耐，又在做工，又很有慈爱的。
And this God is working, has been working hard and has all the patience.
所以保罗他当时候，哇，你看他说很。他跟他们讲了这一番话之后，紧紧的拦住众人，不献祭给他们。第十八节。
So and Paul actually stopped them and stopped them from sacrificing to him.
也就是说，好不容易才阻止他们不给他带花圈呢。
Because it was so hard to stop them to present them him the flower.
这个就是今天魔鬼他的手段。
And this is the scheme of devil.
他要攻击神的教会，他要阻碍道理的传扬，就是从工人下手。
When he stopped the work of the church, he will start it with the believers.
这个时候，保罗如果中计，他就去了，他就完了。
When Paul fall into the scheme, then he's.
但是
he's finished.
这些使徒他们都很警醒，他们绝对不会超越自己应该有的角色，把自己当作神。
But these disciples are very cautious that he will not exceed what his authority can do.
因为之前在第十章，彼得也曾经遇到过一次。
Because before in chapter 10, Peter has met the similar thing before.
现在保罗也是碰到的。
Saint Paul has met the same thing as well.
现在保罗他面对这个花圈，这个人要给他的荣耀，他撕裂衣服。
When Paul see the glory from man, he actually tear his garment.
他承认他自己是谁。
He knows who he is.
他不是神。
He is not God.
魔鬼为什么会最后坠落阴间？
Why would devil finally fall into the Hades?
因为魔鬼说我要升到天上跟至高者同等。
Because the devil said he will be the same as God.
结果呢？他有这样逾越自己的职分的时候，你看他就坠落极深的阴间里面去了。
So when you are beyond your own authority, and you will be fallen to the Hades.
所以保罗他很清楚他自己的角色，他在神面前只是一个被神用的器皿。
So Paul knows his own duty. He's only a vessel for God.
所以保罗哈，他夸什么呢？他做工的时候他夸什么？
So what Paul boasts about his work?
他夸的不是说他做了多少工作，哇！你看传的福音，整个城伦敦都来听呢。你看多么有能力啊
！He's not boasting how much work he has done. That look, everybody in the city has listened to me.
今天我们要怎么对付人家要加给你的荣耀？这个花钱要给你带上去的时候
，How would we treat this glory from man?
保罗说：“我也是人，我跟你们一样有同样的性情。
”And Paul said, "I'm also a man. I'm the same as you."
表示说，哎，我们都是一样的啦，我没有什么特别的。
That means we are the same. We are not.
这些能力事实上是神来的，不是我的。
And this power is from God. It's not from man.
要真的要注意的就是这位永生的神，他的恩典。
So we have to know the grace of this eternal God.
保罗说，他夸的是自己的软弱。
Paul said he boasts about his weakness.
神要保守这个他所用的器皿。
So Paul.God, in order to protect his vessel.
所以神用一根刺在保罗的身上。
So God actually used a needle, a spike in his body.
一个 thorn.
在 thorn.
哥林多后书第十二章。
And Second Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章，这就是神要拯救他的器皿，他的工人。
And this is how God saved his vessel.
神让这个保罗身上有一根刺，他求神把他拿走，神都不拿走。
So God has led Paul to have this thorn in his body, even when Paul plead to God, and God will not take it away.
重点就是要让他不会过于自高。
So the main point here, so Paul will not exceed his own.
他不会骄傲起来。
He will not be proud.
主耶稣跟他说：“我的恩典够你用。”
And Jesus told him that my grace is sufficient.
所以第九节，十二章第九节，保罗说：“我更愿意夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力护庇我。”
So that he said in verse 9, my grace of he boasts about his weaknesses, so he will not surpass God.
哦，所以神的能力哈，神的能力就会护庇他了，他在神面前得到安息。
So God's power will be upon him.
那所以保罗他其实所追求，他不是这个人间的荣耀。
So what Paul's looking for is not man's glory.
但是魔鬼就是会用这个方式来让这个工人跌倒。
So devil will use this scheme to stumble the believers.
所以今天如果工人他一直在标榜他自己。
So if the worker actually keep boasting himself.
把人都带到他自己的面前来的。
He brought man to himself.
一定要非常小心的。
Then you have to be careful.
这个就是中计的。
And you will be falling into
the scheme. 就是已经很多人把很多的花钱套在他的脖子上面的。
That means that people have used a lot of flowers and put it on your head.
有一天，这个人就会被这个花钱压死。
Then one day this person will be pressed by flowers.
最后就是死亡。
Then this person will be perished.
所以保罗他很清楚，他所要追求的不是人间这个虚浮的荣耀。
So Paul actually knows that he's not after the man's glory.
他在意的是那个在天上极重无比永远的荣耀，是用肉眼看不见的。
So he focuses more on the God's in the heavenly kingdom.
所以哥林多后书第四章
Second Corinthians.
对，第四章
was chapter 4.
第十七节
verse 17.
哥林多后书四章十七节，我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Verse 17, for our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
这个自战自轻的苦楚，可能就是石头会加在我们的身上。
But this exceeding eternal weight will be the stone that added on upon us.
但是这些石头。就算被打了，还会再活起来。
But then this stone, when you're beaten, you
像保罗被打了，人家都以为他死了，他还是活起来的。
Just like Paul, when he was beaten by a stone, then he still
这就是神迹啊！
And continue to work.
他起来之后，马上又去传福音，他一点也不害怕。
This is miracles because he will continue to spread the gospel.
好，所以石头这个自战自清的苦楚其实不可怕。
And this bitten by the stone is not scary.
但是我们所要追求的一定是要看到极重无比永远的荣耀。
But whatever we were after should be the glory of God in his eternity.
所以今天你看这个。花圈呢，有时候可能会挂在我们的头上。我们做工作越多的时候，可能会挂在脖子上，甚至还会戴一个花圈在你的头上啊。
So these flowers that put out upon your head, you should be careful.
那这个时候，我们一定要像保罗这样所做的。
So we have to do things similar to Paul.
这个其实就是很多人在服事时候的属灵的致命伤。
And this is the weak point of people who serve God.
就是贪图虚浮荣耀。
That you'll be after the glory.
忘记自己是谁。
And you forget who you are.
所以我们今天在传福音的时候。
So today when we are spreading the gospel.
保罗他留下给我们这个例子。
So Paul has left us an
example. 他很警醒。
That he is very cautious.
他没有中魔鬼的诡计。
That he has not fallen into the scheme.
魔鬼的诡计现在是透过这一群人来的。哇，对他很好。
So the scheme of devil is through these people.
但是其实这是一个陷阱。
But actually, this is a trap.
所以今天弟兄姐妹，我们一定要小心。
So to our brothers and sisters, you have to be careful.
当有工人他们在做工的时候
，So when worker is doing things.
当我们觉得说他所讲的道理是神的道的时候
，So when he is spreading the true word of God.
不是拼命的去往他的脖子上去挂花圈呢
？And you shouldn't put flower on his head.
当我们给他挂花圈的时候。这个人会被花圈压死，虽然好像花圈很轻，最后没有办法承受的重。
So when this flower is very light, but then he will be suppressed by this flower because
这些道理、这些工作一定要看到是神的。那我们要怎么样来觉得说这是神的道理？要真的去生活把它行出来，去行道理才是真正的说这个道理很好。
This is a true gospel of God. You have to do as the gospel, then you will be able to perform.To do the work.
所以我们在听道的时候，听到任何一个领会人在讲道理，就是说，哎，这个道理对。
So when you are listening to the sermon speaker, you have to think this is true.
其实我们根本不需要去跟他说，哇，你讲得很好，我很感动呢。
But you don't have to actually tell the speaker that you're very good. You speak well.
哦，你应该多多来我们这里讲。
Yeah, you have to speak more often in our place.
这个时候其实就是要往这个人身上挂花签呐。
Then at this time, you're actually putting a flower onto this person.
如果我们不小心说，哎，对啊，感谢主。
If we're not careful, we'll say,
那这个就是、
oh, thank God.
这个脖子挂了很多花圈哦。
Then you will have all this flower around your neck.
小心，这样的情形就是要败坏这个工人了。
Then you have to be careful because these workers were actually fallen.
那可是他讲道理是真的道理，是事实啊，怎么办呢
？And this is true of God, but what are you going to do?
他讲完之后，你不是去跟他说你讲得很好。
So when he finished speaking, you ought not.
而是听了之后
，you are good, but
知道说这是神的道。
After you have listened to him,
我们所拜的神是独一真神，永远的独一的。
After you listen to him, you know that this is the truth of God.
没有任何可以跟神同等的。
You have to know this is the truth from God, and nobody can be the same as God.
所以我们会更认识这位创造天地万物的真神。
Then we know more about this creator.
我们会愿意遵照神的话语来生活，来行出来。
Then we'll follow the word of God and perform well in our life.
所以我们听得很感动，回去把它做出来就对了。
So after we have moved by the sermon speaker,
这个就是对这个讲道人最大的回报。
We have to do the same in our lifetime, and this is the reward for the sermon speaker.
这样的做法就是把所有的荣耀归给耶稣基督。
And this is when you do so, you may get all glory.
那这样子，我们的教会就一定成长。
Then our church will grow.
我们不会中魔鬼诡计。
Then we will not fall.
工人也不会跌倒。
Will not fall into the scheme of.
有时候工人跌倒，跟信徒不断的去捧他是有关系的。
And the workers will not be fallen, and sometimes this worker stumble because of your work.
很多信徒在捧他，在 praise 他。
So a lot of our workers actually praise.
所以我们一定要很小心。
So we have to be careful.
我们要为工人祷告。
So we have to pray for the workers.
我们一定要有正确的做法，照真理来生活。
So we have to have the right way to live.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
443首。
443.